This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, good morning. This is the Steakhouse. Rusty Manziel sitting alongside. Well, Rusty rocks at 1025. We'll buy or sell. We do all that on a Friday. We're not playing. You know that's happening. We'll do three strikes. All the things you expect from 2 hours of your radio. And hopefully you realize that you're not going to hear better guests, have more fun, have a better group of folks working on one little two-hour show than you're going to get here. So hope you get locked in on our Odyssey app at all times. I'm able to listen when I'm on the road.
I love you can go back to any chapter, just any section of any show.
Yeah, like the Dave Wilkinson interview, the Secret Service guy that was on with us. Did you hear that interview with him?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Explaining that. A lot of friends of mine went back and listened to him talk about being on Air Force One next to Bush on 9/11 and that whole story.
The behind the scenes of the Osama bin Laden deal comes out on Netflix Tuesday night. I'm ready.
You just watched the one on...
I just watched Surviving Black Hawk Down. It
right,
was great.
Which has been trending.
I like it when they interview the people that were there. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to hear, like, Steak Shapiro talk about my state championship game.
Right.
Like, you can watch it on YouTube.
No, I mean, I've heard it enough from you, I probably could give you a blow-by-blow.
Quarter was great.
I've seen enough photos. When did you have the three catches? Was it the semifinal game?
Yeah.
See that?
Yeah.
I could literally, I know you had three catches in the semifinal
state championship
game, for sure.
Ken Irvin threw me the ball, man.
I will say this. The NFL draft now is getting real interesting. At the top of the draft with the Shedeur Sanders stuff.
The quarterback stuff is really fascinating. And the lack of.
And then the Travis Hunter versus Abdul Carter. Like, you have a chance to get either one of those guys. That's a real decision, man, right?
What happens is you're a GM and you're sitting there with your coaching staff and you're sitting there with your owner and you go, you say this every year, State, we can roll the dice on this quarterback. There's a 50% chance this guy's going to be a bust. Or we can take Travis Hunter or Abdul Carter, who's going to be a 10-year starter and all pro for us. Like, we can take a 10-year guy. Like, we're going to roll it? So
it's not unlike
– big boy decisions.
It's not unlike Jalen Carter versus Bijan Robinson of trying to figure out where is the bigger impact going to be.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, listen, that'll be debated in these parts as Jalen Carter continues to – his stock rises as a – Reggie White, Bruce Smith, classic, you know, take over a football game type defensive lineman that just changes football games. And Bijan Robinson is our best player on the Falcons, right?
Yep.
And you could have had either one of them, and you made a decision to go offense.
I saw Sean Payton interviewed about Bo Nix, and he said when they left the combine last year, he was not their guy. He said after we watched him in pro day and after we interviewed him twice, he was our guy.
Mm.
He goes, we felt then we better make a move.
You heard Sean McVay say that?
No, Sean Payton said that.
Oh, Sean Payton. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Sean Payton was talking about it. Okay.
Which was interesting, I thought, because everybody put so much in the combine, and they were like, we didn't think a lot of – he wasn't our guy here.
He really – I mean, he really put himself in an unbelievable place.
Think about that decision.
Play for Sean
Think Payton. About that decision they made, taking Bo Nix and hitting on him so far.
Think of what they're paying that guy for the next 4 years.
Yeah.
I mean, think about how you build around.
And you're paying Russell Wilson.
Right. Yeah. I mean, which the Falcons would have the exact same thing.
They might wind up having it.
Well, but Kirk Cousins sits there. Meaning.
No, I'm saying, if we're paying him to play somewhere else, we might be sitting with the same situation.
Well, my point is, though, when you don't have to pay. You know, we're paying Kirk Cousins. When you're paying Bo Nix, you can build in these next 4 years and say, we can go win a Super Bowl. Problem with the Falcons, they could have the same thing taking Michael Penix at 8, but you're already paying Kirk Cousins.
We talk about windows. The Bengals are in a window because they're having to pay Joe Burrow now the second contract.
Yeah, and they're going to put T. Higgins in the mix. That's why Trey Hendrickson now has announced that he can seek a trade.
Josh Allen.
17.5 sacks, right? All right, and all really, really interesting stuff. Stephen A. Smith will have maybe some cuts or anything. Gio, review that for us.
He's on right now, so we'll probably have some review for the show.
Yeah, if you didn't hear LeBron James' viral moment, LeBron James, it looked like, said to him, you keep my son's name out your mouth. I was going to ask you this question, and I'm not great at a lot of things, but I think I understand the business, the business of sports, probably as well as anybody you're going to hear on the radio. And I'm thinking about the NBA and Adam Silver, who wakes up this morning. Charles Barkley is saying those guys on ESPN are complete idiots, calls out Kendrick Perkins' name, calls him a chump. Kendrick Perkins says, come near me and say that. You'll see what happens. Then you have the Stephen A. Smith moment with LeBron James, which is pretty unprecedented. Do you think Adam Silver is thinking this is good for our league? Or you think he's like, this is getting out of control? Kevin Durant saying we shouldn't even have an all-star game because all you guys ever do is bitch and moan about us. Like, the vitriol that is circulating around the NBA, good or bad, according to Adam Silver, as he wakes up this morning.
What's the saying about publicity?
No such thing as bad pub.
Well, you got a guy from Lindell, Georgia, and a guy from Boston on a sports talk radio show in Atlanta discussing
the NBA.
All of this.
Like 60 games in, which is not a busy time talking about the NBA.
Yes, and we're talking Lakers.
Yeah.
And we're talking Charles Barkley, and we're talking all this.
So you don't think it bothers him that it's getting that nasty?
No. No, God, no.
It's keeping them out.
Yes.
Hey, G, is there a theme coming out of Stephen A. Smith's whole dramatic response to LeBron?
This is a little dramatic, but I will say he's basically saying that it's a father being a father, and he understands that side of it.
He's
also saying that LeBron, I think, has twisted what he was saying, not intentionally, but he hears something and somebody talks about your kid, you immediately go into defense mode. But he's basically saying he's coming at LeBron. He's not coming at Bronny when he's making all these comments.
Yeah, I mean, listen, LeBron James put his son in a horrendous situation where he is going to get absolutely vilified because he's a kid that has no business playing in an NBA game, period. No business being, this is like Eddie when Whoopi Goldberg was coaching the Knicks. I didn't even saw that terrible movie. Like, this is, this is not, you can't just stick people in a league that don't belong there.
Yeah, this isn't AAU team that you can just say, well, my son,
Daddy
I know
ball.
He's not,
I think LeBron, if the Lakers would have come out and said, we're going to have Bronny up here for 10 games this year, and the rest of the year is going to play in G League.
Right.
Just say to kind of get out in front of this, Bronny James is going to be with the Lakers this year for 10 games, and then he's going to be with the rest of the guys in the G League, and that's their right.
Yeah.
But you have this guy bouncing back and forth in between the league.
And J.J. Redick has to sit there and pretend like they love his athleticism.
Oh, do we love his upside.
Motor.
Let's just see what he's doing in practice.
Yeah.
You know?
So.
Yeah, LeBron has to, at some point, he has to kind of look in the mirror and
he's making it harder on his son.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Okay, I've answered this. If I had the opportunity to have my son with me in a professional manner that way, I would do it if I could. I would also say, guys, we got to have a limit because we've got a million guys that are world-class basketball players and one roster spot is gone because he's up here. We got to be sensible.
Right. That's just the power of somebody that
he's had his game. He's been on the court. He's been on the court with him.
Right, they had their moment.
Yeah, had your moment. Yeah.
So now he's saying basically what I was saying earlier in the show, that he's a journalist, this is his job, he plays in the NBA. I can talk about him because he's in the NBA, basically. That's what he's saying right now.
Listen, a father is going to try to protect his kid. It gets super emotional.
And don't think that this is not wearing on LeBron, but you see him publicly go after Stephen A. like that.
Yeah.
Walked up, I'm talking about chest to chest, looking down on him,
Like, I'll beat your ass.
Yes.
I can't beat your ass.
I will.
I can't because.
That tells you this getting to LeBron a little bit.
And that was one of his biggest pieces of criticism of LeBron in this instance is that you chose. He has his phone number. He's got his agent's phone number. He's got everything. He says, you chose to do this
publicly
yes. right. on a court side as right. a means of intimidation.
Right.
Which. That's what it was.
And Stephen A. saying, I'm not intimidated.
And he says, I'm not intimidated by you.
Right.
You have my number. If you really wanted to have this conversation, you could have called me. You want to keep it between us, but then you're going to do it on the court side. It's ridiculous.
It's fascinating to watch. I know we're in the opinion business. I don't have a strong opinion. I'm just enjoying watching it. It's not the real world. This is not the situation in Ukraine. This is not, tariffs and how it affects people day to day. This is nonsense. We get to talk about this in the spectrum of the world.
Yeah.
Stephen A. Smith and LeBron is like watching Bravo.
Again,
it's like the Real Housewives. This is a male version. It means nothing in the real world, but that's what we're paid
to
do.
You think the NBA is pissed off again? They're not.
No, you're probably right. Adam Silver probably likes it. All right, let me ask you about this notion that Cooper Flagg
yep.
and Duke, and I'm telling you, man, I've watched Duke for 50 years. Their dial of scores, I know the ACC is only getting three teams in the tournament, but they're winning by 35 a night. It's crazy. Now there's a thought that Cooper Flagg could come back to Duke.
So, listen, I would say less than 10%. But here's what I will say, and some of the things kind of fascinated me. You and I both learned in the last week he is a New Balance.
Unbelievable.
Client.
They better make a movie about that. They made a movie about Sonny Vaccaro signing
yes.
Michael Jordan called
yeah,
Air.
Yeah, yeah.
They better make a movie about how the hell they signed Cooper Flagg at New Balance.
Yes. So
greatest sales call of all time.
Dude,
whoever closed that.
Can you imagine high-fiving that?
Oh,
we just signed Cooper Flagg, dude.
Yeah, we just landed
him. They landed him last August, 26th, matter of fact. So saying that, I have read some things, and the thought is – he's not real high on potentially ending up in Washington. I don't know that for a fact. That's some of the rumors.
They have a 14%
chance. 14% chance. And listen, they're tanking. Like, matter of fact, if me and you called, they would let us play the next 10 games. can Stake Shapiro and Rusty Manziel get a 10-day contract?
No, they want number one again.
They would let us play in a heartbeat. So, saying that, I was reading some stuff about this, and who's to say if New Balance comes in and goes, we're going to give you $10 million to play another year? Because they can do that.
They can give him $10 million.
We'll give you $10 million because you're going to be at Duke, and Duke's going to play in prime time, just like now, every single night. And if Cooper Flagg were to take that chance and come back, he would dominate the entire offseason.
Do you think them winning it all is less likely to come back or more likely?
The only reason I think he would come back, it'd have to be dollars. If they lost a buzzer beater at the buzzer to Florida.
In the final eight,
that might do it.
That's going to say.
There's going to be people.
I want to be with my guys.
There are going to be people going to look, kid, you're going to get to this second contract and
right.
$10 million. You're going to pay $10 million in taxes.
Yeah. I mean,
but I'm just telling
you.
Let me give you this other one. His brother, his twin brother, who's still in high school, Cooper.
How's he?
He reclassed.
Okay.
To get to the money. His brother, I think, is going to Maine. But what if Duke says, bring him, and you guys can play 1 year together.
Then he's going to tell Jay Billis, keep my brother's name out your mouth,
yeah.
because maybe he doesn't belong there.
They say he's a pretty decent player, but he's obviously not Cooper.
He's playing
Flagg.
For Maine,
He's going to play for Maine, the home state. Again,
who does Maine even play for, American
that's
East?
That's the Black Bears, baby.
No, I know the school. They used to have a good baseball program, but I mean,
yeah.
Maine.
They say it's hell up there on Tuesday night.
Come play Maine basketball. Come to the Bear Den.
Come to the Bear Den.
Yeah.
Baby. It's hell on Tuesdays.
Hey, listen, if Shador and Travis can go to Jacksonville.
Jackson State. I'm telling you, man. I think it's slim, but it is worth the discussion.
Yeah.
Discussion.
Here's what's worth. He's on a friggin' roll. Rusty Rocks is hotter than Mike White and the Dogs. We'll do that. We'll play buy or sell, and we'll keep it rocking and rolling on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words. I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, it's 10:21, and why do you love the steakhouse? Well, hopefully because of the lineup we got. Drew Butler, Sandy, Rusty, Bo, Day-Day, G-Money. It takes a village to build 120 minutes of radio. two hours of radio. So we'll have the whole crew, hopefully a lot of it, back next week.
2 hours.
2 hours.
Drew, how about Drew's? Took his wife to New York City and SNL tickets.
Yeah, they saw
Shane Gillis.
Yeah, did you see that?
Dude,
couple of beers skit.
A good couple of beers, yeah.
The couple of beers skit. We probably should. Maybe we'll play it on the way back. Bo, well, he's got it. G Money. The couple of beers skit. They're saying is the best SNL short in like 20 years in terms of how it's gone viral.
It was really good.
It's Shane Gillis talking about his doctor. I'm suffering from anxiety and stress, and my doctor recommended a couple of beers. It's him basically sipping out of like a
The best part was when he was at his kid's game and his kid struck out. He's like, "You suck!"
Before the couple of beers.
A couple of beers, and he's like, I love you, Timmy.
Yeah,
I'm so proud of you. Anyway, I love you, Timmy.
Drew was there for that, so that's all good stuff. Couple of quick things. Last night, the Hawks, they're an entertaining team, man. And Day-Day, I don't know if you've been watching as much the last 10 days, 2 weeks. Looks like Risa Shea's playing with more confidence, getting more looks.
Yeah, and I like it. I mean, my only knock on him had been, like, I wanted him to be a little more aggressive at the rim. he kind of gets finessey. Nothing wrong with it, but you know, he does seem to be coming into his own.
I mean,
which
he's
is
19
good.
Years old. The Jalen yeah. Johnson injury may be a blessing in disguise of moving him that much farther down the line.
Yeah.
I have no idea. I did not look how Alexander Sarr is doing. I have a feeling they're about the same because I'm thinking about how the Wizards want Cooper Flagg. They have a 14% chance. So Alexander Sarr said, I don't want to be drafted by Atlanta. It's like breaking up with Atlanta before we broke up with you. They were never going to take him. They wanted Reese Shea.
Right.
But, you know, they'll be forever linked.
So let's go the last three picks. It'll be Wimby, Reese Shea, Cooper Flagg.
I know. Listen,
who you think the odds of the Hawks would have got?
And Paolo Banchero, who I watched the other night.
I watched him play against Atlanta. He took the game over.
I watched him. I had great seats in Orlando the other night. Paolo Banchero and that kid Franz Wagner.
Oh, Wagner is the truth. I love that kid.
Dude, that kid was stroking off balance fall away threes. LaMelo Ball, saw him the other night. He hit like three threes in a row. I don't know. Hawks last night get the win over Indiana. You were there.
Yeah, great atmosphere, great
Kirby
crowd.
Kirby was there. Michael Penix Jr. was there, right?
Mm-hmm. Boosie.
So, who was there?
Boosie, the rapper.
Really?
Yeah, he's there every night.
Yeah, he's there every night. Yeah.
And they got him again Saturday night. So it's another one with the Pacers on Saturday. So that'll be one of those classic CNBC nights.
Based off the crowd that was walking out of the team hotel this morning, I might bet on the Hawks. I think the Pacers.
You think they may
blew
have
off
some
steam last
Buckhead,
night? I think they blew off some steam.
Buckhead flu.
Yeah, I will say that the proximity of that Four Seasons hotel to
interesting crowd this morning.
The shoe show
at 7 a.m.
The shoe show.
Yeah.
Were you driving by the Four Seasons? Oh, your hotel.
Yeah.
Because you're staying up the street.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this real quick, guys, about Trae Young. He had 16 assists last night. This season, his assists are off the charts. While his scoring is down, does it not give the feel of him being what a true point guard is supposed to be?
But didn't put so much pressure on him. He got somebody else that can score.
Yeah. No, I think.
I mean, this dude can shoot now.
I think that.
Jelly Roll can shoot.
That it's a good sign of what he knows what the team needs and he's delivering. Dyson Daniels, dude,
so good defensively.
Oh my god,
that strip.
I mean, like
that was
like
so sick.
The instinctive about that, how quick his hands are to steal that,
pokes it away,
dude.
Hits the guy.
How can he not be the NBA Defensive Player of the Year?
Is it even close?
Well, with Wimby out, I think it's
not even close. Is it?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Is there anybody else? No, he
better be.
Yeah, I think it's a done
deal. Evan Mobley is the betting favorite right now.
Seriously.
Well, look, do you know how many guards have won the award since in the last 3 decades?
No.
Two.
Who
Marcus Smart and Gary Payton.
Oh.
Those are the only two guys. Well, it's because of the rule changes and everything else, but he's up there with the upper echelon of the best steal seasons of the last 30 years.
I've never seen a guy gets his hand.
At least since the 90s, the early 90s.
Quick hands, man.
All right, let's do Rusty Rocks.
All right, on a roll, sitting in the box last night at the Odyssey Suite for 92.9
The
Game.
Yeah, it was Odyssey night, V103, Star 94, man. And 92.9, all featured last night at the Hawks Pacers.
Yeah, so sitting in the box, I was like, you know what, what am I going to do for Rusty Rocks tomorrow? And it hit me that on Tuesday, April the 29th, I will be in that building for the return of Pearl Jam.
Wow.
Pearl Jam's playing two shows in Atlanta, April 29th and May the 1st. I looked this morning, tickets, a few tickets left for Thursday night, a few more left for Tuesday night. But this is not going to be easy. One of my all-time, maybe my top two or three bands of all time, Pearl Jam. To do a top five list, absolutely impossible. So don't come after me on social media because I promise you I know more about Pearl Jam than you do, and I could do 35 songs. But today, got a little flavor, and I go with five songs right now that I'm really digging, and I can't wait to see these guys play it. Number five, kind of one of the low-key songs on the first album, 10, Garden from 1991. Love this song. Don't know what it is about it. It's just a great song. And that album, 10, one of my top favorite albums of all time. Before we play this next song, probably it was the debut of Pearl Jam, July the 7th, 1991, their debut song. Let me give you some background on this. They were looking for a lead singer. There was a gentleman by the name of Eddie Vedder, who was a third shift security guard at a gas place in San Diego. They send him a demo tape and ask him to write some words to this song. He goes out surfing that day. The next day, he changes the lyrics to the song. He sends it back to Seattle by mail. Once they hear the words, once they hear the song, they invite him up to Seattle to play this song. And this was their debut, Pearl Jam Alive. The name of the song originally was Dollars Short. And oh, by the way, when he goes to audition for them, their name is still Mookie Blaylock.
This is the video where
yes, he's just standing up on the standing up over the crowd. He climbs up the wall on the video. It's a great one, though. This is my introduction to Pearl Jam in the fall of 91. Number three off the Versus album. This hit 8 weeks at number one. Daughter.
The picture kept will remind me. Don't call me.
They were on top of the world, basically, the rock world at this point. Pearl Jam, probably at that point, I would say maybe the biggest band in the world at the time. Number two, before you play this, this was on the B-side of a single called Jeremy. This was not intended to be released. In fact, they were not going to release it. The record company said, let's do it. They release it. It winds up being one of their great songs. Number two for me today, Yellow Ledbetter. His vocal range shows it off right there. How many times have you seen Pearl Jam, bro?
I've only seen Pearl Jam twice.
Gotcha.
One of the times that I went and saw him, though, was in New Orleans.
Yeah.
If you remember the 99-2000 tour, they actually put every stop on CD.
Yes.
So I was at the New Orleans show. Eddie's not known for doing a whole lot, or he is known for doing a whole lot of encores.
Yes.
But in New Orleans that particular evening, it was like, look, show's over at 11, lights are going to come up. So they did that to them, turned the lights up before they were done. Eddie Vedder comes back on stage with just an acoustic guitar and does Yellow Ledbetter.
Oh, dude.
With the lights on while they're trying to clear people out. It was amazing, yeah.
Number one today, before you play this one, story on this one. Eddie Vedder wrote this about a girl he was dating in the late 80s. He winds up marrying her in 1994, divorced in 2000. He did not want to release this one because of basically how much it meant to him. The band kind of fought it. Epic Records convinced them, you need to release this as a single. It winds up being number three on the Billboard. I think everybody would probably say this is one of their top two or three songs, no matter what side of the fence you're on for Pearl Jam. Number five off the album 10. Black. All I taught her was everything. Beth Lively married her in 1994, divorced in 2000, dated her in the 80s, but he wrote this song and brought it with him to Pearl Jam. Wasn't going to release it, but they did anyway. Thank God they did. Top five Pearl Jam songs coming April 29th. In Atlanta, State Farm, Thursday, May the 1st. There'll be a lot of Rusty Mansell folks in the building both of those nights.
Let me ask you a question. The diversity of your musical taste, right?
Because
obviously you're a huge Pearl Jam guy.
Yep.
But you're a huge rapper.
Yep.
Obviously black music.
Classic rock.
Classic rock. But I mean, your hip-hop, your you know, rap songs. Where did all that come from? Was your family way into
music?
My
dad was way into music.
Because it's the most diverse catalog that you're just as dialed into Pearl Jam as you are into insert. I mean, there are a few songs you had hip-hop songs that have been on like five times,
oh, yeah,
right?
I love. Yeah.
So where did all that come from?
I think everybody I grew up with. Obviously, I had Ken Irvin in here. It was my high school best friends, and I couldn't talk Ken Irvin into listening to Def Leppard. So he introduced me to Heavy D, Too Short, Run DMC.
So it's an example of the black culture
yes.
and the white culture, the southern country culture
yep.
with the hip-hop
and also hip-hop was exploding. You know what I mean? Like, it crossed everybody. And I grew up in the
So early. In your locker room, who had control over what music was going to get played? Was that ever?
We were split. We played a lot. We played because at that time, in the late 80s, early 90s, you know, it was that transition from like Poison, Bon Jovi, Def Leppard into like NWA.
Right.
We listened to all of it. I mean, people look at me and they're like, how in the hell do you listen to Too Short? Like, that's really dirty. Like, that's some wordy rap. I loved it growing up.
Yeah.
And so that's really been, and then in the 90s.
Well, that's what makes your segment. I mean, like, it's going
to
cross.
It's crazy the amount of people that come up to me and say, like.
I didn't know you were that dialed into Pearl Jam either. Cause I.
Dude, I'm into
I
Pearl
miss
Jam
that
now.
Era. But,
matter of fact, I'm going to tell you right now that I'm going to see them in Atlanta. And then the next week, they play Tuesday, Thursday in Nashville.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
We got a boys trip.
Like, you need another reason to go to Nashville?
We got a boys trip. Oh, yeah.
All right. We got to buy or sell and play three strikes when we come back as well.
Dissident, it's a great song, man. Even Flow. I mean, I could go on and on. Corduroy. I mean, Pearl Jam. I could literally go 25 songs deep. I mean, they're ultra talented, man.
How is this thing stacking up for the Bulldogs as they head to the SEC tournament? Do you understand the total format? Because I don't. Do you have the grid out?
Four games on Wednesday.
Yeah, but like, who's in early? Is everybody
four
in the tournament?
Four teams won't play until Friday.
Okay, yep. So these double buys too. There's double and there's some the smaller conferences that'll give you a buy right to the semifinals.
We'll have like the OVC championship Sunday. So we'll
start. They're going on right now.
Yeah.
So look at the Sun Belt. Go look at the Sun Belt.
Double bye to the semifinals.
That's all the way through.
They're trying
Georgia Southern's played. They're playing Georgia State today. They play every single day this week, and they'd have to win every single one before they even get to the semifinals to play the 1 and 2.
So they'd have to play five games, and the winners, if they would have to play two.
So next Wednesday in Nashville, Steak, if we were there, which we're going to do next year, we'd have a game at noon. We're going to have a game 25 minutes after that. We'll have a game at 6, and we'll have a game 25 minutes after that.
But those are the playing game.
That's 16-9, 13-12, 15-10, 14-11.
And right now, are we playing early or not?
Yes, right now we would be the number 14, so we would play the last game on Wednesday night.
Damn.
It'd probably be, right now, if it stopped today, that would mean it would be Georgia and LSU. And then we would play.
So they're the 14. We're
11th.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that coming back. Also, we'll do buy or sell. I wrote it up for Rusty, Sports Radio 929. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are busy on the Steakhouse this morning, getting in like a week's worth of not being on the air all today. And it's our big game of the night. I don't know. What are we talking about, kids? Because I know over the weekend, everybody's in action. Hawks back in action Saturday. United in action Saturday. Tech and Georgia in action Saturday, right? So is there some other big game?
What we got? State championships?
Yeah, we definitely have the 5A state championship.
All right, so give us that.
You got kicking off today about 1 o'clock. You got we'll keep it for the Metro teams. We'll say 5:30. You got Langston Hughes girls taking on River Ridge. That's going to be a big matchup. Langston Hughes going for their first ever state title, and then Woodward Academy and Tri Cities facing off for the fourth time this year in the 5A boys title. But I will show some love to 1A. Wilcox County taking on Washington Wilkes. Savannah taking on McIntosh County Academy earlier in the day.
All right, good stuff. That's our big game of the night. Just touching on a few things here. A lot of NFL news, obviously coming down the pike yesterday. Obviously, the news out of the Chargers. Were you surprised by that?
No, he's only played 18 games, I think, in 3 years. I mean, I don't know with Bosa. I mean, one time he was one of the elite pass rushers, and it's time. He's 30 years old.
Yeah.
And things start trending down. Now, I'm going to be surprised to see if he doesn't end up with his brother to play with him for the 49ers.
The Niners, yeah.
But there is rules against taking a certain amount of pay cut. Mm-hmm. So he can't.
There's only allowed.
He can't brother-in-law
so
literally a deal.
Right.
So they're going to have to pay if they want him to get that reunion. But I'm
sure. What are the rumors on the Bengals? Obviously,
they're going to pay Jamar Chase. He's going to make. How about my guy in the Raiders with the largest contract ever
for a defense?
Max Crosby.
Max Crosby.
Yeah,
100 million. What was it? 100 million.
Well, they had no choice. Yeah. There. Question is now who can afford Trey Hendrickson? Who can make that trade? who has the ability to put him with 17.5 sacks.
He wants big money.
He's going to get big money, too. Yeah, I remember watching Max Crosby when he was at Eastern Michigan playing in the Camellia Bowl against Georgia Southern over there in Montgomery. Unbelievable football player. High energy. That motor was unreal. Yep. Unreal what he was able to unlock over there in Vegas.
So Trey Hendrickson to somewhere is going to be.
It was Dukes and Bell were spot on yesterday talking about they don't want Bosa, and I don't either. I think he's downhill, but I think it's slim to none. The Falcons could work in
Henderson. Rumors are saying Commanders are one of the top teams. Yeah. They do say Falcons, but Commanders, I think,
the Commanders are in. Dude.
Yeah,
they know what we talk about on the show.
Huge article on ESPN: how the Washington Commanders have gone from the worst run franchise in the National Football League to maybe the absolute top. Not only the NFLPA survey did they skyrocket like the Falcons did, as like doing everything right. You had the year you did. You got Jaden Daniels. You got a Deebo Samuel playing with an attitude now as your number one.
Pissed off.
And if they can go get one more piece, you're talking about Eagles, Commanders rivalry with Trey Hendrickson there. That would be just unbelievable.
Well, let's not beat around the bush.
That would be unbelievable, the Eagles and Commanders, if they get Trey Hendrickson.
They hit on a quarterback. They hit on a quarterback.
Friggin' home run.
They hit on that makes your entire building.
Yeah, that means that Philadelphia have the best roster.
You think Deebo Samuel thought a year ago that if you told him he was going to be playing for Commanders, he'd have went into therapy.
I don't think you can understand how hated and awful Dan Snyder is. I'm talking about, I've told the story, you know, when I had a chance to be alone with Arthur Blank and said, what was it like in that room? And I don't think I'm giving away secrets when Arthur's like, there's 31 guys trying to get along and then one guy that just is just a nightmare. And many owners will tell you that. And listen, they voted him out. They got him out of the league.
Yeah,
so I'm not telling you something you don't know. Here's our three strikes and we'll play buy or sell. Your hated high school rival. What's the high school that you truly hated growing up more than any other? The funniest scene you remember from a movie or a TV show? Just the scene. I'm not asking you for the funniest movie.
The funniest scene.
So do we have that Shane Gillis skit the other night? Couple of beers on SNL?
You wouldn't know it, but a few months ago, anxiety and depression were ruining my life. I was struggling at work. Hey,
you need something, bud?
I was struggling as a father.
Gah! Come on, Andrew, you can't be bad at school and sports.
And struggling as a husband.
Is that because my mom's doctor thinks that we should move her into an assisted living place?
That's awesome. I was at a real low point. That's when I talked to my doctor about a couple of beers. A couple of beers is a revolutionary medicine that treats anxiety and depression fast.
So,
and within minutes of taking it.
And then what's the back end of it? A little bump? Is that what it is? Oh, my God.
I laughed out loud when I saw that.
That skit has gone viral. What's one of the funniest scenes you remember from a movie or a TV show? And a chain restaurant that does a great job. A chain restaurant. I was in Birmingham, Alabama. I saw every single chain on that stretch from Summit Drive down, right? I'm talking about Carrabba's and Olive Garden, P.F. Chang's and Chili's. I mean,
Longhorn.
Fleming Steaks and Longhorn. I also did a bit on Longhorn.
I saw it, dude. I'm telling you.
I'm a big Longhorn guy.
They are so consistent.
Solid.
They're so consistent.
George McCaro, Atlanta guy, my buddy Dave George. These guys started Longhorn, the first one.
Happy day.
On Peachtree. Dude, it was a struggling restaurant, one location. They had a massive winter storm here, and Longhorn stayed open and served drinks to anybody that could walk up there, and that was the start. It was across from Houston's on Peachtree, the very first Longhorn. I think they do an awesome job. I got on one of my Instagrams, and people are hammering me. Like, I was like, dude, they're just a solid chain restaurant.
Anywhere. Any city you
warm
go to.
Warm bread, fresh salad, cedar plank salmon, good sandwiches. So,
underrated burger. Do you have a burger there?
Yeah, I love the burger. Yeah. All right, we're going to do a quick, we got a lot going on, but that's why I like these big segments. Let's do quick buy or sell. Also, by the way, phone number 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. Your hated high school rival. the funniest senior member from a movie or TV show and a chain restaurant that does a great job. Yeah, we keep this thing going right up to the end, baby.
Yes,
we get
sir.
It all in. Yes, Rusty
sir.
Manziel.
Yes, sir.
Georgia will have a receiver make all SEC next year. UGA will have a receiver make all SEC.
Okay,
buy or sell?
I'll buy that. Is it first, second, or third team?
Yeah, I should.
No.
First I'll, or I'll second
buy,
team.
I'll buy that. I'll go ahead and give his name to Noah Thomas. 6'6", wide receiver transfer from Texas A&M.
Kirk Cousins will be the backup for Michael Penix next year. He'll be the backup. Buy or sell?
Sell. I think somebody's going to come in. Please, for the love of God.
Take him off our hands.
Yes.
Give us a little bit. Spend
yes.
a little bit.
Yes.
Stephen A. Smith is worth the money. Buy or sell? Stephen A. is worth the money.
Buy all day long because he brings the views. Regardless of what you think about him, he moves the
He's
needle.
The biggest story in sports, his rivalry with LeBron now that has gone completely viral.
Yep.
Brisket's the most important item at a barbecue restaurant. Brisket is the most important item.
I buy it. I'm a huge brisket guy.
Ahead of pulled pork,
yep.
chicken, ribs.
I think all that's common. If you can make the right brisket, it separates you.
Luka is easy to root against. Luka Doncic.
Buy that, yeah. Whiny.
Dude, he exploded last night about an offensive foul. And I was like, dude.
I told you the night
have
I watched.
Have you learned anything yeah. of how petulant? I mean, he is.
The night about two, three games ago, he hit a shot. And he immediately, I'm talking, we're 8 seconds in the game. He's staring down the ref.
I know. He's insufferable. Eagles at the Sevier. A better weekend than the SEC tourney in Nashville. Eagles still playing at the Sphere. I'm taking you there.
I'm buying that.
Or I'm taking you to Nashville, Tennessee to watch the SEC tourney.
I'm taking the Eagles in the Sphere over Tennessee and Auburn.
Georgia will win all three of those big home games next year. Texas, Bama, Ole Miss. Georgia will win all three of them. Buy or sell.
I'll buy that. By the way, I'll buy that. And by the way, I've had some meetings with people. The Texas fans are trying to buy they're trying to rent out bars. They're trying to buy every hotel room. They're trying to do everything.
I talked
everything.
To some bar owners who said, yeah, we're okay. They'll rent it out to them. I said, you're not worried? He goes, yeah. Steak. The money they're offering me, I'm in downtown Athens. I'm not going to get boycotted.
I was in one not too long ago, and they said they've already called and offered a massive amount. They want it Friday and Saturday.
Ronald Acuna will hit more than 24 home runs. Ronald Acuna will hit more than 24 home runs by herself.
I'm cautiously buying that.
He's going to be out till May.
Yeah, he's going to have to. He's going to have to come back on fire.
That could be the number right around 24.
Could be 24. It'd be a good line.
Shedeur Sanders will fall out of the top eight. Shedeur will fall out of the top eight.
I'll buy it. I think there's some, there's some traction. I think there's some traction.
That means the Raiders pass on Shedeur.
That's his. To me, that's his chance. That's his chance.
You know,
if the Raiders don't take him, I'm telling you, he could end up. It would be interesting.
Finally, I knew him from New Kids on the Block. Bobby Brown, underrated talent. Bobby Brown.
Oh yeah, bye. I love some Bobby Brown, man.
New Edition. What did I say? New Kids on the Block.
Oh,
what
my
are you?
God, I'm like, what
how
are you
white
talking
did I sound,
dude?
That might have been the whitest thing ever
they'll
said
kick
on
you
radio.
Out of, they'll kick you out of Boston for that,
dude. New Edition from Boston.
Yes.
Those guys are Boston guys.
Did you ever watch their VH1 that they did? You should check it out if you have not watched that.
Story of New Edition.
New Edition, yeah, it's really good.
Then the spinoff of Belle Bib DeVoe.
When I hung with Bobby Brown once, he had a big Bruins jersey on with a huge Boston guy.
Yeah, I'm all about some Belle
prerogative.
All right,
that's buy or sell. 404-726-0929. Good job, Rusty.
Good question, man.
Yeah, hey, scene from a movie, is that lined up? You send that? Here's one of my all-timers. You know it.
Other weaknesses? We're slow learners, and we're not particularly good listeners. That'll be a huge problem.
We're also slow learners.
Okay, first of all, I needed someone
Wait,
to
shut your mouth. Shut your mouth.
I think we've had enough.
Shut up for
here.
One second. Shut your mouth.
I needed someone
Wait,
to
shut your mouth.
This.
Shut your mouth.
I'm sorry? What did
You're
you just say?
You're just coming off stupid.
I'm coming off as stupid. You're wearing tuxedos to a job that requires you to clean bathrooms. Please leave this office. We're done with this interview.
Do we get any sort of souvenir?
Yes. Get out of my office!
Oh, dude, the interview scene in Step Brothers. I'm sorry, dude. John C. Reilly and friggin' Will. I mean, what's your name? Pam. Pam? No, it's Pam. Pan? Pan?
Yes.
Hello there. I think it could shed some light on that Pam situation.
How about my guy Vince Vaughn at dinner, the family dinner in Wedding Crashers? The daughter sit beside him.
You motorboater. You motorboat?
That's where he goes, it feels so good. It feels so good.
404-726-0929. I mean, we are moving fast today, right?
Yes.
Ain't missing a beat.
Quick.
Kareem, your hated high school rival.
State and my man Rusty, the mayor of Floyd County. How y'all doing?
What's up, Kareem? How you doing, man?
I ain't doing good. State, real quick, my hated high school rivalry will be Banneker High. So I'm from the south side down near College Park area, and I went to Creekside.
Oh, yeah.
Creekside and Banneker.
Funniest scene from a movie or TV show.
Oh, State, I got to go with Bad Boys. You want to go to Mike Lowry's house? I'll take you to Mike Lowry's house. Martin Long.
Oh, yeah.
Chain restaurant that does a great job.
Snake, you know me and you, we think alike when it comes to eating, my boy. I'm going with Longhorn any day of the week, consistent. Any city in America.
Big Longhorn.
Kareem, team. Another good one to Bad Boys is when he comes over to date the daughter and Will Smith and Lauren, they meet him at the door. And say, MF, you look 40.
Hey, Richard, you get the final word today. Richard, your hated high school, your hated high school rival.
Hillgrove High School.
You must be McEachern. You must be McEachern. There's no doubt. Those two schools are right side by side, man.
Funniest scene from a movie or TV show.
Yeah, I'd have to go with Talladega Nights, the bar scene when John Gerard comes in and changes the radio station to a classical hit, and they end up breaking Will Ferrell's arm.
With a pool stick.
Yes, sir.
The chain restaurant that does a great job.
Yeah, I was going to go Longhorn, too, but since we've already got one of those, Ted's Montana Grill is also a solid option.
Love Ted's. And by the way, the same guy that started Longhorn, George McCaro, left Longhorn to start Ted's. So there you go. And he started with Ted Turner, who gave him all the money, the biggest bison owner in the world.
Yep.
And that's what you're eating.
I'll be damn.
That's awesome.
Thanks, buddy. All right. See you next Thursday.
Yeah, be here Thursday, man.
Great job. Thank you, Bo. Thank you, Day-Day. Thank you, G-Money. Great 2 hours. Andy and Randy up next. Thanks for making the Steakhouse part of your day.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.